AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. Millions of Americans are in the path of a wicked big snowstorm. It will start as freezing rain in parts of Arkansas, Tennessee, and Kentucky, and then move up the East Coast. Washington is likely to get some of the worst of it. Mayor Muriel Bowser says she's been told this snowstorm will pound the city for 36 hours.
We were just briefed by the National Weather Service, and they are currently forecasting blizzard conditions in Washington, D.C., bringing up to 20 inches of snow over the weekend.
National Weather Service meteorologist Brian Hurley.
We're looking at the highest amounts of snow, upwards between 2 and 3 feet. Across western Virginia and into portions of perhaps central Maryland.
The storm will move up to Philadelphia and New York, where Mayor Bill de Blasio says they are ready.
There'll be 2,300 workers per shift. 579 salt spreaders will be pre-deployed on Friday evening. And we have 303,000 tons of rock salt on hand.
The big airlines are issuing waivers for travel over the weekend, allowing passengers to rebook onto earlier or later flights to avoid the storms. After a pretty bad day yesterday, things are looking up on Wall Street. Stocks have been moving higher, led by gains in energy companies. Oil and natural gas prices are recovering from yesterday's deep dives. The Dow is up right now 87 points. Former Marine Amir Hekmati is returning home this afternoon to Michigan after 4.5 years in a prison in Iran. He was part of that prisoner swap recently. He says his Marine training helped sustain him. The Detroit Public School District says all schools are in session today after a massive sick out by teachers. This is AP Radio News. More Americans are living to be 100 years old and older. Here's our Ross Simpson.
The research focused on the number of deaths of centenarians. Nearly 26,000 died in 2014, about a 40% increase over 15 years. About 80% of deaths in that age group each year are women, a reflection of just how many men and women lived that long. In 2014, 40 of the women were 111 or older when they died, compared to just 5 men. The latest census figures put the number of centenarians at 72,000. I'm Ross Simpson.
In Michigan, hundreds of tow truck drivers formed a funeral procession for a fellow driver struck and killed on a roadway while he was pulling another vehicle out of a ditch. They gathered for the funeral of 28-year-old Jason Schultz of Port Huron Township. I'm Rita Foley, AP Radio News.